Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, we've got 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome back to the News Hour. And it is Friday, and of course, that means Cheryl's.
Yeah.
What's going on, Cheryl?
Yeah,
welcome back.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it's Friday, and we're here on Friday.
I know. We're really here on Friday.
Yeah. all right. Well, first, my sad news of the week.
Ooh.
Incredible Pizza Company in Urbendale is closing.
We had that story there.
Did you have that story? I was listening, so yeah, I know that.
Yeah, we did. We had that story, and so too, they have a couple of places there. It's a franchise,
right?
And yeah, so they're gone.
Yeah.
Toast.
Well, you have the thing is now lots of people out there have the cards with their tickets and their money on it. Mm-hmm. So you have until Sunday at 8 p.m. to use those. So all of you out there that have those cards with all those, you know, us with kids, we have these cards with lots of tickets on them. So get in there by Sunday to use them. Yeah. All right.
Buy Incredible.
Yes. And then
that's kind of a blow for the Urbendale Chamber, too, because they were a pretty good member, you know?
Anyway. Well, some good news. It's restaurant week.
Yes.
Yes. So head out to most of your favorite restaurants out there are hosting restaurant week. Did you already talk about this too?
No, this is you. This is
all
we
right,
waited
great.
For you.
You waited for me. That's fantastic. Thank you. So lunch, two people can dine for $25 or dinner, $25 per person. That includes a three-course meal. So head out to restaurants like Alba, Centro, Cafe de Scala. Even Creme Cupcake is participating.
There you go. Well,
you can get a dessert plate of all the desserts you could ever want for $25.
Very nice.
Yes. Okay, here's a fun one out at Prairie Meadows. It is the Elvis Lookalike Contest.
Oh, no, come on. Really?
What?
Yes, this is tonight and tomorrow. This is a two-part series. They're serious.
What?
Yes, apparently it's Elvis Week. I guess
I didn't realize that. Elvis, that's fantastic. Shoot.
Well, I mean, I know his birthday is in January, so I guess.
Clearly.
Is this when he passed away maybe in August?
I have the slightest idea.
Well, anywho, if you can don your best Elvis lookalike attire and head out to Prairie Meadows, that's tonight and tomorrow, they have some fabulous prizes for people that dress up and win.
Are you going to do this, Cheryl?
I don't know. Do you think I could pass as an Elvis lookalike?
You had the right sideburns, you could easily be Elvis.
The sideburns, yes. My husband could do it.
It'd be a mini Elvis.
Yes. Mini Elvis Jr.
Yeah, I think we should send my husband Josh out there. He could do an Elvis, I bet.
You know, he's got that little goatee.
Yes.
Elvis never had a goatee.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of who he would. He'd look a lot like Desmond Adams.
Yeah. Most people say Rasputin is the, you know.
The mad monk.
Anywho. All right. Moving on. All right.
So sad.
So sad. How did we get from Elvis to the... Okay. So anyway, Prairie Meadows, go dress like Elvis and win some fun prizes. The judging is at 10 p.m. tonight and tomorrow. There is lots of iCubs going on this weekend, lots of them, and it's getting close to the end of the season. We were just at a game last night, and I noticed, hey, there's only a couple more weekends to catch an iCubs game. Are you going Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going Monday.
Look at it. We're all representing the iCubs.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yes, we got to see Manny hit last night, which was very fun.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Very cool since, you know, we're Red Sox fans. So.
Yeah, Dustin Halderson, who is one of our technical directors, I was talking to him. I said, so, because he works over there during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so what's going on with Manny? He said, well, he's been on the DL list for a couple of days.
Oh.
Yeah, because they had another guy that they wanted to play, and I don't know.
I see.
I don't know.
I see. Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. The guy that hit before Manny last night hit a home run, and then Manny came up and hit. So yeah, it's like
cool.
Yeah, very cool. Anywho,
Cubs.
Yes. Okay. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the State Fair will be ending on Sunday as well. State Fair, the Iowa State Fair.
I've never heard of that.
The Iowa State Fair. Anybody know? They have some cows. They have some, you know,
You know what
like
I
that.
Missed?
Corn dogs.
Stuff on a stick.
Yeah, everything on a stick. You know what I missed? I don't know why. It's that Hillbilly Red Green show, but they're not very smart as Red Green. What is that? Duck Dynasty. That's it. Yeah, I missed Duck Dynasty. see.
Mm, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
me
I know.
Too.
Yeah, me too.
You have to get over it,
red,
I guess.
Red Green Show. I like the Red Green Show. That's fun.
Okay.
Very cerebral. Mm. That's not much like Duck Dynasty.
I think we should see what else Cheryl
yeah,
has
let's move on.
For us.
All right, moving on. Okay, here's a fun one. Here's a charity event. The Galloping Grand Prix. This sounds very fun. It's sponsored by Purina, and it's to benefit the ARL. It's a premier equestrian show jumping competition. This is at 4 o'clock on August 16th. 4 o'clock, the gates open. There'll be Jethro's Barbecue, a cash
bar.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll be children's dancing and horse jumping, and it's all to benefit the ARL. So this is at Moffett Lake Equestrian Center.
Horse jumping.
Yes, horse jumping. This
yes,
sounds like
where
a really good time.
Horses jump.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's just going to be like a couple hour event. $40 per person. And
Michael's
it's to
galloping in the studio
to
for those of you that can't see this.
Yeah. Yeah. To benefit a good cause.
Very good.
Yeah. And that sounds really fun. So if you're looking for something different to do, another charity event, the Have a Heart 5K Walk Run. This is its second year in the event. Great cause, benefits children with cancer. It's at Raccoon River Park at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And they have a ton of prizes to give away as well. Some wacky categories, like 100th place is getting a gift card and 200th place is getting a gift card. Yeah, so they changed it up a little bit. That sounds really fun and for a good cause. Let's see. The East Village Sunday Bazaar is also going on
this
Sunday.
Bizarre.
It's bizarre that the bazaar is going on. Yes. So that's in the East Village, noon to 4 on Sunday. That's free admission. Lots of unique local funky finds. Funky finds and tasty treats. So
funky finds and tasty treats.
Yes, I'm all about tasty treats.
Fun alliterations, too.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of alliterations. Lots of alliterations, yes.
Yes.
One more?
Sure, one more. Ladies' Night at Climb Iowa. Have you guys ever done some climbing? You know, when you climb walls?
No.
Yes. Rock walls?
Yes, rock walls. Yes. Yes.
I'm actually really good at it. It's fun.
Are you? That's awesome. Well, Ladies' Night at Climb Iowa, August 19th. So that is, what, Thursday?
17, I have no idea.
18, 19. No, Tuesday. Sorry about that. Yeah, $16 gets you all the gear. Go out with some friends and have a girls' night at Climb Iowa and learn to rock climb. That sounds pretty fun.
Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen, she is the woman about town. We call her the Eat, Play, Love Des Moines lady.
That's right.
By gosh. Thanks for coming in and doing this again, Cheryl.
Anytime.
As always, thank you, Mariah. I'm fine. She's speechless right now. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be the lovely and multi-talented Cheryl Tessier, also Mariah Lewis, Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. Mark McDowell puts the logs together. And the lady that is our liaison is Mary Sayer. For all of those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? We'll be back here Monday at 5 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.